Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
He's meant to be a ninja, but he sticks out like a fucking bulldog's bollocks.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show.
Bullet.
I'm going to run down here a bit. 3, 4. Yeah, I'm going to run down here and have another shot. I'm going to go for its arm. For what good it'll do, but you never know.
It's still prone on the floor at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go for its arm anyway. And I'm going to apply my combat skill levels to damage, so that'll be +1 body. Hit DCV 17.
Easily hit.
So, killing attack. It's going to be +1 body. Ooh. 1, 2, what's that? 4.
8 body. And 41 stun, isn't it? Because you did the extra body, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's on the right arm.
The bullet, again, pancakes on the joint. But it doesn't just fall away quite so harmlessly. It seems to almost embed itself in the joint, even though it pancakes. Congratulations, you are the first person to hurt this trooper.
What, you mean the car didn't?
No, the car didn't.
Okay, well, that's some.
And it's bullet again.
Shoot it again.
I'm going to run over using a half move. 1, 2, 3. Actually, I can't use a half move, so I am just going to... I'm going to put up my force field. Oh, no, my force field's still up.
Force field's a free action as well.
Yeah, no, that's still up anyway. I didn't take it down. So I'm going to... 1, 2, 3. I'm going to run right up to it. Actually, that's really stupid, but I'm going to do that anyway.
Okay.
Because it's still prone, isn't it?
It's still prone, and it's still... You see the ice, you know, it's in a pool of water now. The ice is almost completely gone.
Right, yeah, so I'm going to use my full move and run over to its most vulnerable side. So if it's... Whichever way it's facing, unless it's lying...
It's on its back. So.
Okay, it's lying on its back, so... Well, what the hell? I'm going to run over to its to above its head... Which I can just do, well, depending on which way it's lowing, but lying, but
that's fine.
Yeah, and run over to its head.
Oh, right, okay. So you just stood at its head.
Yeah, I used a full move, so.
Oh, right, okay. Stratus, is you next?
Right. So I'm going to. You do a full move, and fly about 4 hexes above it.
All right, so you're buzzing down the road and then...
But yeah, diagonally.
It's like in a... Bastion's out of the equation at the moment. Shockwave.
I'm going to try and drop my growth.
Okay.
That's it.
This is round 12 anyway. Get recovery anyway.
Yeah, you do. Ice elemental.
So yeah, it's going to run over. I mean, it's a hand-to-hand, so
it gets half its movement.
Not if it does a full move.
No, if it does a full move, no, it's fine. It moves to the opposite side of this prostrate trooper, I suppose.
Going
to
give it a leg and a wing.
Free.
that's now got a sheen of water over it.
It tries the same tactic it tried before. So yeah, it's lying on the floor. It's obviously freed from Stratus's bindings effectively. And its arm cannon swings up towards you and it tries to shoot you.
Okay. DCV 9.
I know you've got a horrendous DCV, haven't you?
Well, I can't hit anything, so...
And luckily, a bolt of blue energy shoots by your shoulder and into the air.
Sorry, do you want to tell me something, bitch?
He wants to tell you how much Schwein he misses Hunt. You.
Four-sprung dirk technic, isn't it?
And it's recovery.
Wie komme ich am besten zum Bahnhof?
So everyone wants to quickly calculate the recovery.
Rouse.
And then it's bullets action.
I want to try a grab on one of its antennae, which okay. I think is... Now, a grab is minus 2 to my DCV, minus 1 OCV. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can, yes.
Okay, cool. So, hit DCV 10.
Yeah, you easily grab its antennae.
I'm going to try and break it off.
Okay, roll me a strength.
Okay.
Roll me strength damage.
That would be 3d6 is my 3d6 is my normal hand-to-hand damage. Is that what you want?
It is indeed.
Okay. Sorry. Oh god, I've got so many options. Here we are. 14. Oh, and a 6. What does that count as?
So 2. That's 2. So you've done 2, 3, 4 body and 14 stun. So yeah, you bend it, and it bends.
Yes, it bends. Come on!
And you think, I reckon I could tie this in a knot. It doesn't break,
but it doesn't
bend.
Rats.
But no, good idea. Shockwave.
I'm going to try and drop my growth again. Yeah!
Yay.
Now I'm going to recover. So I've got no endurance at the moment. Well, I have, but not a lot.
Yeah, bullet is you again.
I'll try and bend the other one.
What phase is this?
4.
Ah, right, okay. So that's me.
Sorry, I'll shout them out as we go.
Yeah.
Oh no, I missed the other one. DCV 3.
No, you hit.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Grand.
Okay, right, I'll...
It doesn't seem to be making any attempt to defend itself.
Let's see if I can... Oh, no. No good that time.
So again, you grab it and you... Whatever material these antennae are made of, they're obviously tough but incredibly flexible. Like, imagine those memory metal glasses that you're meant to be able to crumple up into a ball and then let go and they spring back. It's like that.
Is it just metallic? Or is there some sort of force field or something? Or...
As far as you can tell, it just seems to be the raw materials. There's no force field around it.
I know there's a tool shop down the road. I might go and get an angle grinder. They've got battery powered ones in stock. But have they charged?
Stratus, it's you.
Right. So I am going to try and blast it in the elbow joint that bullet fired his gun into.
Okay.
So that is... What's that arm, isn't it? It's a cold shot. Neg 5? Yeesh. So that gives me an OCV of 2.
Remember, you can potentially set yourself, which means you can't move, but it gives you a...
Brace gives you plus 2. Was it half? I can't remember.
Once the set and brace, one reduces the negs from range and the other one just gives you a bonus, I think.
So,
just roll it. If you're at by 1 or 2, we'll look it up. If you're not, then... you hit.
Excellent.
Yay!
Fucking hell. So, 6 body and 26 stun in that elbow.
Okay, you blast it with...
Ah, so it's ice and hail.
It just pings off of the buddy thing.
Yeah.
Seemingly having no effect. Mm-hmm. When does the ice elemental act?
In 6 and 12.
6 and 12, okay. Bastion's long gone. The trooper. It now has 3 targets. It sits up, still being prone, but just lying on its back is so undignified.
Hey! Shoot me!
Its head swivels to you, points its cannon at you, and yeah, you successfully draw its fire.
Good. or not.
DCV9.
Oh my god, it's hit me. It's point blank as well.
As you say that, it's a point blank range. You see the blue energy in the barrel of its gun as it's almost in your face. Yeah. Oh, you lucky sod. Oh, well, I'm not that lucky, I suppose. You take 12 body and 36 stun.
Okay. My resistant PD is 20.
Just remember you haven't got your echo armor on.
No, but I have got my force field on.
No, right, okay, so you take no body. And what's your full stun?
My full stun would be, without echo armor, 27.
So you take 9 stun.
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm telling it to shoot me?
It's very impressive.
If only we could hurt it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what did it do? 12 body.
Is that the best you've got? I think you need to go away for another.
Have you got any knockback resistance?
Huh?
Have you got any knockback resistance?
Breakfall.
Yeah, the only problem with breakfall is that 1, 2, 3.
You're gonna hit a wall, aren't you?
Yeah. It hits you. You know, you feel the blast hit you, and you fly back into that building's wall behind you. Do you take again? Your armor just absorbs it. You take another 3 body. You don't go through the wall, but you smash into the wall, causing a fair amount of damage to it.
Do I actually take the body?
No, because your armor absorbs it. And it's your action. As it blows you across the road into that building.
I'll get up and walk over to it.
Okay.
Is that the best you've got? Ridiculous. I've only used a half move, so I'll try and shoot. I'll grab its tentacle again. I'll grab its antennae again.
Yeah, you can grab its antennae. It's slightly undignified because you have to... Oh no, it's still sat down, sorry.
Why not? That is grab minus 1, 8. DCV 7.
Yeah, you hit easily.
I'll try and bend it again for want of something better to do. Oh, nothing.
It's not only strong, it's flexible, and you just can't get that.
Hey, Shockwave, can you do anything with these?
Shockwave, it's you.
How far away am I?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's my leap.
You say 14.
It was 18. Yeah,
that's full movement though, remember, so once you've landed, that's it.
Yeah.
Your shockwave will go off if you want it to.
No. I need to recover.
Yeah, that's how we started this combat, if you remember.
Yeah. Hasn't had much effect.
So yeah, you try and get your breath back, ephemera.
Can I half move and recover, or do you have to stand still?
You're not hurt at all or anything, are you, Stratus?
No.
So tell me how you feel at this moment in time.
Frustrated.
That'll do, mate. Bullet issue again.
What do you think we should do? You think we can...
Rolling thunder!
Well, that just makes it easier for us to hit.
Oh,
it's
right.
Easy enough to hit.
Yeah.
We need to be able to penetrate its armor.
It's not too bad. Spullet and Strahd's talking. Anything with Shockwave, you need to make perceptions because you're having to shout to each other, remember?
Yeah.
We need to immobilize it. And then get the fuck out, I think.
Well, we can only temporarily immobilize it.
Well, I'm gonna try find weakness. I need to get about 2 now.
You're -10 or 12, aren't you? I can't remember which one. Let's call it 10.
In that case, I probably can't make it because my find weakness is, I think, 11. So if I get a 1, oh well,
you can't
may as well
get
try.
3d6, can you?
Nope. I'm going to try and shoot one of its antennae off for want of anything better to do. So I don't know what neg I get for that.
Be a headshot.
So -4. I'm going to use 2 plus 2, so -2. Hit DCV 12.
Yeah, easily hit the antennae. You're point blank range, and it's not making any attempt to dodge your attacks.
I do. What's that? 7 body.
You shoot it, and you watch it go. So yeah, your ice elemental.
Okay, so yeah, it's going to try and hit it.
So, yeah, hits.
And it's going to do 8, 9 body, 27 stun, killing attack.
Again.
Just
it
nothing.
It deflects off it, so remember it needs to take a d6. Is it d6? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Stratus, it's you. I must say, you've rolled really badly on the damage for the elemental.
Rolled really badly on everything all evening.
Yeah. And I think I've only had 1-6.
Any electrical shops around?
I know there's a hardware shop.
Roll me a d6. Choose high or low. And
always high.
There is.
4.
Yeah, there is. Over to the left of the road.
So
it's several units, but one's...
At 8 o'clock.
A gadget shop. It's got all sorts of general electronic stuff in there.
I'm going to head over to there when it's my turn.
Well, it is your turn. You haven't done anything, so.
Okay. So yeah.
Remember, if you're willing to take the risk of going, I'm doing out of combat movement. You can move double. It just means you've got half DC though.
I can get there in a combat move, so that's what I'm doing.
So yeah, you fly up to that shop. You see in the shop, there's. There's various different kinds of electronics. So imagine it's like a Maplin's, sort of store. You see at the end, there's a counter. And you see several faces peering over the top of it.
Don't worry.
You think there's maybe someone hidden behind one of the shelving units at the back as well.
Keep hidden. Stay safe. We are Echo. We are here to help.
Duck and cover.
So
I'm going to try and find things that have got like transformers in and capacitors and stuff. I'm going to try and find kit that I could make some type of EMP one-shot device with.
Interesting.
I think that these are having their own broadcast energy from the things.
Yeah, you'll have to do that on your next segment.
Yeah. But I'm scanning around looking for the... That's what I'm doing. Where could I go? What could I plunder?
So the trooper takes a pot shot at you again, Bullet. Pissed off with you.
Sorry, I'm going to dodge. Will that abort my next... Oh, it missed me anyway, but... okay, well, I dodged, so it missed.
Okay, yeah, so the way you can abort... At any point when someone takes a pot shot at you, if it's not your turn, you can abort to one of the defensive actions... and it means, you effectively lose your next action.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which, for someone like you, isn't that heavier at all? But yeah, it swings its cannon up at you again. Even at this range, misses pathetically. Shockwave.
I'm going to... which way is it facing?
Its body is facing towards you down the road to the north, but it's actually sort of turned and its head's turned back slightly. You know, look, it's like it's looking over its right shoulder, firing at Bullet, who's just dodging and dancing around out of the way of its shots.
I am going to do a shockwave. Will that get Bullet?
Well, we decided last time, do you remember, we said we had to make the call, and your shockwave will affect four hexes, and you can choose what four adjacent hexes it affects.
Right, okay, so I'm going to do that then.
I'm going for the radius.
Yeah. So I'm going to land just there. I'm going to use my point of inspiration to do an extra dice.
It's a non-killing attack, so it does an extra three dice.
Right. Excellent.
So yeah, you leap down the street, land at its feet as it sat there with its almost comically sat on its behind with its legs spread in front of it. And yeah, you radiate your shockwave, I take it, if you're trying not to hit it, nothing else in like a line away from yourself, missing anyone else. Yeah, roll your damage. Well, roll you to hit first for your DCV to make sure you land in the right hex.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, I didn't do it. See, Oh, one.
roll me a d6.
Oh, dear.
For fuck's sake.
Six.
You land on him.
Yeah. You land on him, yeah. Instead of landing in front of him and blasting away from you, you sort of land with your feet sort of straddling wide his legs as it blasts outwards. Yeah, roll your damage. No, there's no real disadvantage to you. Could punch you in the right in the nads without much trouble.
Sucker punch.
Oh, here's your sixes.
One, two, three. Oh, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Body. So you do 10 body and 33 stun. But it's non-killing, isn't it?
It's energy.
10 body, 33 stun. Energy. You so almost did a point of stun damage to him. If only it had been physical. You land. Blast out this wave, which is pretty, you know, impressive, really. Just roll your knockback, though, because you might have still blown down the street. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10 body, haven't you?
You didn't do any damage to him.
Yeah, knockback doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether it goes through the defences.
All right.
Okay. He'll still be knocked back.
Okay.
But you don't knock him back anyway.
Right.
Because the idea with knockback is it might not actually hurt you, but they're just a pure raw energy to still shove you. Which is quite useful if you then manage to shove them into a building or something that does another load of damage if you've hurt them.
Knockbacks times 1.5.
So if you knocked him back, you knock him back 1.5 times.
Okay.
but yeah, he'd land. You expect to blow him down the fucking street and he just doesn't move.
Land and fart in his lap.
Bullet, you miss yours because you dodged, but straight into you again anyway.
I don't know what to do. I'm gonna reload. I'm gonna reload for my action.
Yes, you just reload. And for you, it does seem a little farcical. You can't hurt him, and he doesn't seem to be able to hurt you really
much. How about you get out of the armor and we settle this man to man?
Stratus, it's you.
Right. So yes, like I say, I'm going to try and pluck items out of this store
to make an EMP device.
So I'm going to look for like transformers.
Have you got electronics?
I've got electronics.
Just roll me electronics.
I'll tell you what I've got that may assist, because I've got go through my list of skills. Electronics, system operations. That's it on that side.
It's going to be electronics. Yep. System operations isn't really going to help. If you were doing this out of a combat, you could probably put something together. You can try and do it in a combat. It's going to be sheer folly. You're going to get neg 6 to your attempt. Because you're trying to just find bits and pieces in this store really quickly and clump them together.
Absolutely. A proper MacGyver
intricate device. But you can certainly give it a whirl.
I'm going to give it a go. And it's what? Neg what?
Neg 6.
Okay. So how about if I use an inspiration point?
You can roll it twice.
Okay. It doesn't give me any bonuses to the...
Rolling it twice is better than getting a bonus, to be fair.
Yeah, okay.
Statistically speaking.
So, my electronics is 12.
So you need to roll into 6.
So I need to get 2s. Oh, look at that. You see? I'd have had a bonus on the inspiration. Could have done it.
Ooh, so close. Are you using the inspiration to try again?
No!
So, yeah, you start rummaging around. You know, I mean, remember, a round is a second. You're trying to do this in 1 second.
Yeah, well, that's
so
I'm
literally
not.
Running and go, I think that and that. And if I can. So, you.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't keep.
I weren't trying to do it in a second. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. I get a roll each.
Yeah. I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'm going to keep at it.
So, yeah, you run in, grab a load of stuff that you think. You might be able to raise a strong electrical charge with and force it to, you know, throw those ions out all over the place.
I'm just trying to make something that will explode and cause the disruption I'm after.
Shockwave, you're stood over this thing now. What do you want to do? Get sat with its legs between your feet, effectively.
I'm gonna leap back, do a flip in the air, land on my feet.
You're doing what, a full move or a half move?
Half move. I'm not going miles away from it. So something like that. Ah, damn.
Yeah, you leap back, land on your feet. You can still do something else.
Got nothing to give.
Yeah, you leap back, land on your feet. The ice elemental next first.
All right, so ice elemental. I'm gonna do his thing. Get out, Chile. DCV 3
hits.
So 6, 7, was 14 body, and 42 stun. 42. Actually, that's right.
Yeah, he hits it fairly solidly. The spike doesn't pierce the armor, but it sort of runs up the chest and clunks it under the chin, rocking its head back. Second strike that's actually done anything. But remember, it takes
D6.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
Unfortunately, it won't be around that long. Another 4 body it takes.
The trooper stands this round, saying something like, I don't know, fucking Einer Schweiner. I should have looked up some key phrases, shouldn't I? Foolish. And I'll edit some in later. It seems to curse in German and stands up. Just roll me a perception.
Even me?
It would be bullet and shockwave. Yeah, you see one of its arm cannons seems to be intensifying in colour again.
Watch out!
Brightness. And it's recovery.
That's everything, isn't it?
Stud and endurance. Body takes quite a long time to heal back.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't take so long for metas, but it's a point a day. And then it's you, Bullet. It's actually stood with its back to you.
Well, I'm going to go for whichever arm I shot before. I'm going to go for the elbow again.
Okay.
I'm going to use my DCV, my combat levels to add a point of body. And so that's going to be minus 4 to hit, so OCV 5. Oh, DCV 5.
Yeah, yeah, it's got DCV of 3.
Cool.
It's like hitting a barn door.
So what's that? That's 9, 10 body, and 18 stun.
Armor-piercing rounds?
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah, you shoot it again. It, do you see it dents the joint as it goes in?
Cool. That's something.
You're first person to do any body to it. Shockwave, it's you.
I'm going to leap 14 hexes. Can I see the girls?
No, you can't.
Right, okay. Well, that's where I am now.
So, yeah, you leap back behind the coffee shop that you originally started out in. Or they originally started out in, should I say.
Shout, yeah. Bastion!
Yeah, there's no response. Bullet, shoot again.
I'll try and hit it in that same joint.
Okay.
That's going to be OCV 5 again. Oh, DCV 4. Did you say it's 3?
It's 3, yeah, so you hit.
Oh, good. Plus 1 from the combat levels. So that is... 11. Plus 1, 12 body, 33 stun. Sticking it to the
so
badly
again,
maimed elbow.
You fire another round into that same elbow, and again it seems to maybe because you've already drilled a bit of a dent into it, it seems to bite again.
Yeah, you're going down.
Stratus, it's you.
Okay, still on my hunter gathering mission.
Okay, just roll me your
no chance. Pick up a colander and an egg whisk.
No, it's not that you're not finding the right stuff, it's just taking you.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's taking you a reasonable amount of time rather than doing it in
an instant.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Rather than doing it in a single comic book panel. The trooper. Okay. Can all three of you roll a d6? Whoever gets the lowest. And he raises his arm cannon, the one that's glowing almost white hot. And, oh man, how mad is the trooper in this suit? Lo is really mad. No, not quite so mad. He raises it up to your face.
Whose?
Yours.
Okay.
Because you got two, didn't you? Raises it, point, you're looking down the barrel of this gun.
I'm dodging.
And he slightly cocks it to the left and fires. The beam fires over your left shoulder. Sorry, to his left, so it cocks it and fires over your right shoulder and slams into the building behind you.
Pepper.
If you'd been really mad, he'd have just shot you at point blank range with it. But it'd probably have done quite a lot of damage to him as well.
Blimey.
So the blast radius on this is... It hits here. Scott, you were really quick with this for earlier. Can you do me a circle that encompasses a radius of 10 hexes?
Wow.
A radius or a diameter?
Half a circle, whichever that is.
Half a circle, radius of 10. Crikey. What? Centered on the bullet?
No, centered just.
Right, okay. On 10.
As the energy beam hits that building and detonates as it hits the surface, the front of that building collapses as it just tears through the concrete wall. the building to the north of it, the front of it is absolutely decimated as it blows, well, the side of it, as it blows a hole in the side of that building as well. Same to the one to the south. It's not demolishing them per se, those two outer buildings. It's the walls are just caving in. The building behind you, though, Bullet, the front is, it has, it is demolished, the front of the building.
I don't think I'm in a point.
Two hexes away. You take 15 body and 30 stun.
Well, it's lucky I've got my...
It takes 13 body and 26 stun.
Okay, so my resistant PD... is 20. I don't take any body.
Wow.
30 stun was that?
Yes.
So
you get all his stun reduction off of that.
So that would be... I take 4. Ouch. Do I get knocked back?
It blows you 9 hexes. Can you just roll me a d6? Because of where it went off, I need a 1 for you not to be blown into the Nazi trooper. Ooh. So the shockwave blows you straight into the trooper. And you take another... Again, it doesn't go through your armor, but it slams you into the trooper in quite a passionate hug.
Wow!
Wow, your defenses are pretty impressive, man.
Well, they are with the force field.
Yours aren't. Yours might be better than theirs, to be fair.
Well, yeah, but I hit like a powder puff. So,
and it's your action. You can kiss him if you liked.
I am going to... I don't like that. That's too close for comfort. I am teleporting my maximum onto the top of this building, actually. Over here. Because I don't like it at all.
So yeah, you teleport over to the building just north of where Stratus is.
If it's still intact, isn't it? So...
The buildings on that side of the street would have show some damage, but nothing, you know, more than cosmetic.
In fact, I'm going to hide behind this what looks like an air conditioning duct.
Yeah, fine. You and appear behind
just
there.
Shake a little bit.
You've seen the effect. That weapon is obviously designed for doing exactly what it did. It just took out two or three buildings.
Wow.
You know, you think, you know, that's the sort of punch you'd expect from fucking a tank, maybe more.
Wow.
Shockwave. Yeah, you watch.
Well, I hear.
Well, you hear, but you'd also see as well. You know, that one central building down there, the front just explode inward, and then the rest of the buildings start to cascade. Collapse behind it, and the building to the north and south of it. Also, the fronts begin to shear off from the blast. Just roll me a perception.
Nope.
And as a part of that, you see Bullet blown into the trooper, but you lose sight of him. You're not sure where he's gone, because obviously there's a lot of dust and debris flies out across the road. What are you doing?
I'm gonna just watch and see if I see him get up and walk away, or it's not much I can do. So,
Bullets, you again.
I'm gonna sit tight and keep an eye on the trooper and wait for Stratus to reappear. And if he doesn't, I'm gonna go to a tool shop.
Stratus.
Yeah. Oh, that's 1d6, damn.
The trooper. Okay, he doesn't give a shit about those three buildings. They're all toast. That only leaves him with two obvious targets. So he watches the trooper as the dust settles around him, turns, and looks at the building that you're on, Bullet. You see him, weighing up the building, it would seem, as you see the glow in the arm cannon begin to ramp up again.
I shove like a potato down the end of his gun. So it backfires.
Shockwave, it's you. Just roll me a perception. See if you see that as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, you see he seems to be powering his weapon up again. You recognise the signs now. He's done it a few times. Mm-hmm. Both of the cannons have this permanent glow in them, but it seems, he seems to be able to ramp them up to do more damage.
Devastator.
Hmm. Which way is he? What's he looking at? Which way?
He's facing the building to your south.
Right.
Which is, if memory serves me right, I think it's a large skate... Well, it's several businesses, but it's a skate shop.
I am going to run around the back of the coffee shop, see if I can find the girls, shouting Bastion, and see if there's any answer.
Just roll me a d6, high or low, you choose.
Low. 3.
So, yeah, you do get a response. You shout for Bastion. She goes, here.
Right.
And, yeah, you find Bastion and Ephemera. I'm not sure where the other token's gone, I'll do. Seem to have gathered. They gathered the people at the coffee shop. It seems over the last, 24 seconds, half a minute. they seem to have gone along the back of this row of shops, just banging on the fire doors. And, you presume banging on the fire doors and trying to get people to come out because people are slowly filtering out of these buildings.
All right.
Looking very wary. Bullet?
I am... Sorry, I was just checking. I think there is an abort to teleport, but I'm not sure. I think it's abort to dodge with teleport.
I think you can abort to a teleport, to be fair.
Okay, cool.
You're right.
Because what I'm thinking is, basically, mind you, there are going to be people in this building, aren't there, more than likely, so I...
Yeah, you think, there might be people in this building. You think, fuck, shit, those three buildings across the road, there were probably people in there as well. Yeah,
so in that case, I'm going to teleport over here behind these cars.
So you're teleporting to the parking lot in front of the building you're already on.
Yeah.
Into cover.
Yeah, but Joan. What's the point? Over here!
So are you teleporting into cover or you're teleporting into the open?
Well, I'm teleporting into the parking lot. I just happened to be there because that was my maximum range. I wanted to get away from the building. But yeah, I'm sort of making myself, I'm shouting at him. Basically, so I'm not really in cover, but I mean, it's an area effect.
Yeah, you're trying to draw his fire, and you know what? It's your action again anyway. So if you haven't got his attention yet, you can always shoot at him.
Okay, in that case, yeah, cool. I'll, I'm eight hexes away, so.
I think it's neg two.
Okay, well, I'll shoot him at neg two. I'll use a plus to. Damage. I'm just going to make a general to hit. So, neg 2, that'll be 7. Hit DCV 4.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Killing attack. 2. But this is just against, the body or whatever. For a whopping 11 body.
So, your armor piercing rounds are 3d6, aren't they? The high caliber ones, is that right?
I think they're
2d6.
Yeah. But they're killing attack.
If you're aiming for his main body.
Yeah, just a general attack.
Without a find weakness at this stage of the game, you can't penetrate.
Yeah, fine. Cool.
But you can hit him.
Yeah.
So yeah, you shoot him square in the chest. There's nothing wrong with your aim. It's just that this armor seems to be bloody nigh on impenetrable.
Yeah.
Almost as good as yours. You shoot him square in the chest. You get his attention, definitely. There's very little chance that he isn't going to just target you. Stratus? So you've had, well, let's say it's about 12 seconds isn't it? But you've amassed a useful amount of stuff. It's a good make five got a new, next turn order.
I've got a new TV and everything.
There's people hidden behind the counter, if you remember, and yep. there's a couple behind the racks. Shotwave? So yeah, Bastion's with you, Shotwave. She says, yeah, we're just trying to get people out the building, get them away. So, no, there's nothing mean. Ephemera says she can't hurt them either.
Oh, okay. As long as everybody's safe here. So?
If you keep it down there, we can get people. We can draw people up here, but...
He's destroying the building, so it's probably best we get outside. Maybe find a park.
Maybe under the trees. Keep it, get people out the buildings. Could you get the people out the buildings? They're down there. She's just pointing to the south.
Okay. Yeah. I'll jog down there.
Move yourself. You're not going to get his attention. I don't think you're too far out of line of sight. The ice elemental, has that disappeared?
Not yet.
Can't see his token.
Has it melted?
Nah, don't worry. I know it's next. It's stood at the side of the thing.
Oh yeah, it had its hits on. I think it had 10 left.
What's its resistant defense?
It is...
In that blast, it will have taken 13 body and 26 stone.
Okay, so it's got 10... So it would have taken 3 body, so that takes it down to 7. And it's got 22, so that's 8 stun.
No, it just it's 26 stun, so it'll just take 4 stun.
Oh, sorry. Also, that's what I thought it said 30. Yeah. Okie dokie.
Gets a bit shredded from the blast, but nothing bad. It's action.
Okie dokie. So it will try and hit. DCV 8, so that hits. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 body, yeah?
Yeah, no stun.
And 11 stun.
11 stun, yeah.
Again.
Yes.
Bonk. Slides off of its armor. Man, you've been so unlucky. Through the link, it's just. Doesn't seem to have any concept of the fact that, you know, you're watching it slowly melt away. It seems to have very little consciousness at all, fact, to be honest. It seems to be very little more than an automaton, but...
Yeah.
Do you know there's a little bit more...
There's more of a spark there, it's just... It doesn't care. So, it's now on 5.
The trooper. The trooper tries to shoot you, Bullet. He raises his arm cannon towards you, Bullet, again. You see that white-hot energy in it rather than the blue energy that he's firing off... Can you all make me a perception, please?
Nope.
I made it by 4.
So, raises his cannon, and something draws your eye. You know how movement will draw your eye?
Yeah.
But you see a massive flame, well, moving, dropping from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It seems indistinct. And as it comes into range of your vision, it's and sort of clarifies, you see a vaguely humanoid shape dropping down strata shockwave. You just won't see this. You're on the wrong side of the building. That's a shame, but never mind.
I'm inside a building.
Yeah, you're inside a building, but it's glass-fronted thing, and you're gathering this stuff together, but something draws your eyes to the window, and you see... You don't see this thing descend, but you see something slam into the trooper. Vaguely humanoid shape. It looks, it appears to have some sort of flaming, well, it's all flaming, flaming spear in one hand. But it rams into the trooper's helmet. And as the spear rams through the trooper's helmet and continues down, both the spear and arm, slagging the armor as it goes through.
Wow.
And the tip bursts through the crotch. And gently rests on the tarmac. And the trooper just emulates.
I need a spear like that.
Why couldn't we do that?
Oh, you bastard, we had him.
Can the two of you that can see this just roll, tell me what your ego or presence is, whichever is higher?
My presence is 13.
My presence? Oh, sorry.
Presence or ego, whichever is higher.
Yeah. So I didn't think you could see me. Ego is 10, presence is 10. Take your pick.
Okay. So yeah, whatever it is, crashes through this trooper and just destroys it. And as the slagged and now emulating metal that is now on fire slumps to the ground, this figure raises from what is truly the super heroic pose down on one knee.
Yeah.
Bullet, you're closest, so you see as this thing rises to stand in front of you, even though it's quite a distance away, you see it with it's almost an unnatural clarity that what is in front of you is something that you sort of gave up believing in when you were 10, 12.
It's the Tooth Fairy.
It's the Tooth Fairy, yeah, that's Easter Bunny. What you can only describe as an angel, but not that sort of Christmas card angel, you know, white flowing robes and dainty wings and all that. It's a sort of angel of the Old Testament. It's, you know, being of flame and vengeance.
Mm.
You see, it's got huge, unnaturally large wings that somehow seem to go on forever almost. And even though every aspect of its body seems to be made out of fire, you can see each individual feather in the wings, you know, crafted in the way that just fire shouldn't be, but it looks like nothing but flame. And so it wears a long, shapeless gown. It's got fiery hair that brushes its shoulders. A beautiful yet somehow alien face. It looks human, but just not quite right. And its eyes are blank. There's no pupil or iris or anything in them. It's pure fire. And even though it has no pupils and you can't really, which is very disconcerting, for a moment you feel that it makes eye contact with you.
Ooh.
Stratus, you, as your eyes are drawn out the window, you see crashing through this trooper and then raising from this kneeling position. It's a being of pure flame. You see it's got huge ragged wings that seem to drip flame as it furls them onto its back, but the flame like fizzles out before it even touches the ground and just sort of dissipates. And in fact when it lands, that creature that you summoned just vanishes. Almost seems to be the antithesis of what you've somehow managed to summon. It seems to be a being of pure fire. And whereas the thing you summoned was all, you know, size and brute force, this is it's quite slight in its build.
Right.
But even slighter and smaller and shorter than what you'd summoned, the aura of power it radiates dwarfs the sort of the aura that your creature summoned. And again, in that indistinct shape, there's a burning blob that you assume must be a head. And in there seems to be just two pits that look slightly different, deeper and darker colour that must be its eyes. And just for one second, you think, even though it has no pupils, you somehow lock eyes with it.
Right.
And as Bullet and Stratus lock eyes with it, you feel it. It doesn't look at you. It looks through you and it sees everything that you are.
Judging you.
You see, it's not looking at your physical form. It's like everything you are is laid bare before it. Everything you have been, everything you have done, every thought and deed and action that you have ever performed just seems to be open to it like a open book.
Right, just laid bare.
And in that brief moment of that sensation, you feel weighed and measured. And both of you feel your knees and legs turn to jelly and your jaws drop, and as you sink to the ground, not able to keep yourself upright anymore, you hear, and Shockwave, you also hear, I have many things to do. Save those you can. And with that, vanishes. A bit like...
Wow.
And you two, not so Shockwave, you hear that, which is very odd. Bullet and Stratus, the overwhelming sense of awe, maybe, might be the best word, you are left with. It takes you a good few moments to sort of pull yourselves together. And, of course, anyone else, so like the people in the shop with you.
Yeah.
You see, the people in the shop with you, Stratus, are literally the ones who weren't already hidden and couldn't see, are cowering in almost abject fear.
Mm.
And we'll call it there.
Wow. Well, that was a bombshell.
Thank you for listening to Chimpions. If you've listened to earlier episodes, you'll realise this is a labour of love on our part. So, if you enjoy what we're doing and would like to help support the show, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. We'd also love to hear what listeners think we could do to improve the show's content and format. You can find us on Twitter at ChimpionsRPG. Email me at mark@chimpions.co.uk or through the contact section of the website at chimpions.co.uk.